The very first one, we didn't know what we were doing. It was the first one ever held in our country of this distance. And I got to about 70 miles and I thought, oh no, this is it. My horse is so tired. And I just hopped off, sat on the grass and laid back and looked up at the sky and thought, why am I doing this? I could be at the beach. I could be at the flicks. It's just silly.
Ron Males has competed in the Tom Quilty 22 times and completed the race all but once. 3,000 people are here to watch the race, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary. It was created by Tom Quilty and Aaron Williams because they were worried back then that the great horses were disappearing and all that would be left would be show ponies. It certainly tested Ron Males and his horse 50 years ago.
Laid there for a while and then, oh, well, I better get going. So I hopped on my horse and he had a new lease of life. And off he went and completed the whole 100 mile, which is 160 kilometres, in great time.
Warwick Sinfield is one of the event organisers and it's a mammoth job.
It's a village for 2,500-3,000 people for a week. We've got people travel from all states of Australia bar Northern Territory. Western Australia, Tasmania is well represented and we've got to look after them.
When the Quilty first started, there were protests from the RSPCA that thought it was too demanding and even cruel. Today, there are strict rules to ensure horses are well cared for. Annette Bailey.
Well, they're actually looking at the whole metabolic parameters of the horse. They're looking at capillary refill, gut sounds, heart rate. Soundness is definitely a critical factor. And no horse goes back out on course or even starts the course or even finishes the course unless they're fit to continue.
And we've got so many international competitors this year. It's often referred to, or a colleague of mine refers to it, a Melbourne Cup of the endurance riding. Is it just that?
Well, yes, and in fact, our Quilty Cup, the original Quilty Cup, which is here on show, which is quite unique, was made by the people that made the original Melbourne Cup, and it's actually got more gold in it than the Melbourne Cup.
Phil Coleman from Port Macquarie in New South Wales is riding for the sixth time, and despite years of preparation required to get a horse ready, he still loves it.
It's a long, drawn-out preparation to get there. And to get through it, it's a pretty tough day, I can assure you. And to get the end of it, and get the thumbs up from the veterinary panel, it's a huge euphoric feeling. And, you know, it's just one that you've got to be there to appreciate and understand it. And it's a lot of work, a lot of hard work, a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of feed, a lot of preparation. It's a lot of running here and there. It's a lot of running around the country. And, I just enjoy it. I've been around them all my life, and it's my passion.
RM says to old Tom, watch those horses run. 100 miles of trail and a buckle to be won. Horses ride strappers, the blood, the sweat, the tears.